Today is Tuesday the 4th of November, the feast of St. Charles Borromeo, in the 31st week of Ordinary Time. The Brilliants sing Brother. Today, we will hear St. Paul's instruction, Bless those who persecute you. How easy do you find this? Allow this song to take you into a place of preparation for prayer.
The garment of our courage, the power to make the peace we long to know.
Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Today, we will practice Lectio Divina together, a way of praying with Scripture where you hear the passage slowly and stay with whatever phrase is speaking to you. You might like to imagine you are receiving it as those in the early church, or even as a monk in the Middle Ages. Simply listening. Listen to the whole reading. What draws you?
When I look into the face of my enemy, I see my brother. I see my brother.
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ. And individually, we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy, in proportion to faith. Ministry, in ministering. The teacher, in teaching. The exhorter, in exhortation. The giver, in generosity. The leader, in diligence. The compassionate, in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are.
Is there a word or phrase that catches you? If yes, repeat it a few times as you breathe. Where does the phrase take you? Share this with God. On this second read-through, notice what moves you. We'll leave a little more space this time.
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ. And individually, we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy, in proportion to faith. Ministry, in ministering. The teacher, in teaching. The exhorter, in exhortation. The giver, in generosity. The leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are.
recall again the phrase you picked out earlier. What is God's invitation here? How would you like to respond? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.